Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We plan, we strategize, we dream of what tomorrow will hold. But what if the foundation upon which we build our future is shifting sand? What if the key to a truly fulfilling life isn't found in our own strength, but in surrendering to the will of God? Today, we are reminded of a timeless truth. When God is at the center of your plans, your future is secure, filled with peace, purpose, and hope beyond measure. The parable of the rich fool found in Luke 12 illustrates the futility of making future plans without acknowledging God. It serves as a stark reminder of the fleeting nature of earthly possessions and the importance of prioritizing what truly matters. In today's message titled, Put God at the Center of Your Future, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores what it truly means to build a future with God at its heart. Let's join in.
Thinking life is all about yourself, think again. We can try to live for ourselves, but we don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring. We are so single-minded. We have one perspective. Do you remember the story in Luke chapter 12 where it talks about the guy who reaped his harvest? He was a wealthy man. He had a great harvest. And so he said, what am I going to do? I'm going to tear down my barns, build new ones, live off the fat of the land. What did God say to him? He said, you are a fool. Why was he a fool? Because he was looking at life by his own perspective. So he was judging by the circumstances that were around him in that moment. What he was going to do for the future was not based upon his relationship with God. He said, you fool, don't you know that tonight your soul will be required? My friend, put God at the center of your future. You don't know what tomorrow holds. He is the one who holds your future. That means we have no idea about how things can go, but when we trust in the Lord and discover His plan for our lives, that's when we find true satisfaction, I'm telling you. Without that, you don't live with satisfaction. You don't live with fulfilled life. We buy new things for ourselves and our children before we invest in the kingdom of God. Is having a nice new car and other nice stuff wrong? No, that's not at all. But it all depends on your priorities. What comes first? The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 that bring the full tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I tell you, God says put him to test on that. Most of us put God to the test, all right, yeah, that's good. But not in this one way we are told to. Why? The answer is simple, and we all know it, because we don't trust God with our money, with our finances. Some of us trust Him with our immortal souls, but not our finances, not our money. Why? Again, the answer is simple and obvious. We treasure our money and comfort in this life more than our souls. Are you submitted to God? Are you ready to conform your life to the word of God? If so, then let's look at that passage again, which is titled The Parable of the Rich Fool. It's recorded in Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Then one from the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. That's a very powerful statement. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose would those things be which you have provided? And the Bible continues, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Let me repeat that. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. So Jesus was teaching deep and great things. And someone in the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Jesus didn't seem to welcome the question at all. He said to him, man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you? Jesus was not one to waste a teaching opportunity. And he said to them, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So what is covetousness? That's greediness. That's what it means. Don't be greedy. Let's look at the last part of verse 15. It says, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of its possessions. What is your life about? Is it about your stuff? Is it about your family? Is it about your business or your ego? Or is your life about your identity in Christ and about the mission that he gave you? If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, your life is not about your stuff or your things. The world says, whoever dies with the most wealth wins. The world is dead wrong, let me tell you. You cannot take the wealth with you. What can you take with you? The souls of men and women you win to the Lord. You can store up treasure in heaven. You can be rich towards God. How? Rewards come through obedience. Invest your money in the kingdom of God. You cannot take your money with you, but you can send it ahead. Put God at the center of your future. Let's go into the parable again. And he told them a parable saying, the land of a rich man produced plentiful. So who made that man's land produce plentiful? God! Who gave you the things you treasure? Who gave you the job you have? God! Who gave you the mind and body you use to make money? God! Who gave you strength to acquire wealth? God! The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8 verses 17 to 18 that, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. That's what the Bible is saying. God provided for this rich man. He provided generously and plentifully for him. We have to realize the reason we have what we have. And that is that God provided us the ability to make money. Don't get all proud and forget the source of your blessings. God resists the proud. That's what the Bible says. There's an account in Acts chapter 12 where on an appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes, took his seat upon the throne and delivered an oration to them. And the people were shouting, the voice of a God and not of a man. Immediately an angel of the Lord struck him down because he did not give God the glory. And he was eaten by worms and breathed his last. Incredible. Acts chapter 12, verses 21 to 23. You see, it's great to work hard and save wisely. But remember, God is the source of your possessions. Considering that God is the source of your wealth, what will you do with the wealth with which God has entrusted you? Don't be like the rich fool, my friend. And he thought to himself, what shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. What could have been the answer to this guy's question? He could have given it to God. The church needs money in order to function. The more money it has, the more it can do. Churches need money. Ministry involves money. Expansion involves money. Planting churches involves money. This rich man could have given the money to God and he would have not squandered it. He could have sent his treasure ahead of him. What else could this man have done with the wealth God entrusted to him? He could have given it to the needy. There are people all around you with genuine needs. Also, there are people in other countries who truly are in poverty to the point they don't even have food and clean water. You can give to good charities that will use your money wisely to alleviate suffering. But this man forgot about God and his fellow man and only thought of himself. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And then I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Here is the problem. We are all at least a little bit like this man. We have what we need, but what about tomorrow? I better save any and all surplus in case I need it later. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong in saying that. But there is a lot wrong with saving what you should be giving to God. There's a lot wrong with using for yourself and your family what you should be giving to God. If you are awake and paying attention, this may seem really weird because what I am saying differs substantially from those of mainstream society. It's true though what I'm saying. That's what the Bible teaches. People come up with amazing ways to rob God and feel justified. I don't like everything about the church, how they are using my money, so I will withhold my tithe. That's what people say. I have too many expenses right now, and I cannot possibly give a tenth or more to God. I have a lot of debt, and I should get out of debt before I start tithing. You see, the rich man in the parable forgot about God. He forgot about his fellow man. He forgot about his own future and things of eternal value. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose would they be? If you think this life is all there is, then get all you can, relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But if you know that God and eternity are real, then live accordingly. My friend, put God at the center of your future. If you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, there is a lot between now and the time you get into eternity. You need to live for God. Keep God at the center of your future. And if you haven't received Christ, you don't even have a future at all. Because God has planned your life and He is there to guide you. You need to put Him at the center of your future. And now is the time to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And you can live a fulfilled life. You can live a life of satisfaction. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place. and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907 or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.